Jordan, thanks so much for joining me on Hit Entertainment. You're the first Islander to be dumped. How are you feeling?
I'm actually okay. I took a lot of positives out of it. Obviously, it's not ideal to be the first one, but, you know, I kind of put myself in that position. So, I'm feeling all right.
Okay, well, that's good. And what were you looking for going into the Villa?
I was, you know, looking to find, you know, someone that I could potentially build something with. I had my doubts going in that would happen, but I was obviously not having a lot of success, you know, in the real world. So I thought I'd try a dating show and see how that went. But, I guess it kind of ended the same way it usually does. So.
Oh, no, that's terrible. But what are you looking for in a girl then?
Someone that kind of matches my sort of like energy in terms of like banter and like humour. I guess it wasn't really shown a lot on the show, but like usually like when I'm with a girl, like, yeah, just someone I can have a lot of fun with, doesn't take stuff too seriously, pretty like mellow and chilled like me.
Yeah.
And a bit more European looking, so it's a good thing. So.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. And so you had a bit of an interesting start. So you chose to couple up with Jess, but then you kissed Rachel not long after. What were you thinking?
Well, clearly I wasn't. Clearly I was not thinking at all. They both stood out for me on, you know, the first day. I went with Jess based off looks more than anything. She's more my type. We had an okay connection. Rachel and I started talking the next morning. Yeah. It just fell that way, I guess. And we ended up having a bit of a kiss, and then I kind of backfired because Rachel was off with Chris eventually. So
that kind of backfired, didn't it?
That was the thing. I thought I was going to get away with it, but you know, if Rachel hit up with one of the new guys, I thought maybe Courtney would have me, but it didn't turn out that way, and I'm off, you know, out of the Villa.
So you were kind of maybe interested in Courtney after all of that, or?
Yeah, like in between, like with even like during Rachel and a bit after, like Courtney was someone I wanted to get to know more, and I was attracted to her, like looks wise, but just her personality. She's got a very strong personality, and like she's not afraid to say how she feels and that sort of thing, and I'm really into that.
Yeah.
But Courtney was someone I probably didn't put in enough work maybe to have her want to couple up with me, but yeah, she was someone I was interested in.
Yeah. Did you feel like you would be the last one standing in the recoupling?
Going into it, it was, in my head, it was honestly a 50-50 between me and Ronnie. I knew Ari and Aaron would couple up as friends. They got really close after the Jeff debacle with him.
Right.
So I knew that was going to happen, and the rest of it played out how I thought. So yeah, I knew it was going to come down to Courtney, come down to me and Ronnie, but I didn't realise they sort of had a bit of a thing, I guess, going on. So
yeah.
Interesting. Half one.
Yeah. And then, I don't know if you saw this, but when Sophie was asking you about your time on Love Island, Rachel rolled her eyes at your responses. Did you see that?
I didn't. No, I didn't.
She rolled her eyes. Yeah.
I can't remember what I said about my time there. I guess I might have just played it off. I guess I didn't do, you know, everything right by Rachel, I don't think, either. So she had her opinions about me and, like, my time there. So, yeah, I guess, you know, you're entitled to that opinion. If it's an eye roll, it's an eye roll. So.
Yeah, you're going to have to go back and watch that.
Yeah, I will. Yeah,
I noticed watching it last night. I'm like, she just rolled her eyes. So there's some information for you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'll take that away. Speak to her after.
So, hang on. So who was your favourite person in the Villa then? It could be guys or girls. Who was your favourite? Who were you most connected with?
Oh, well, I mean, I think everyone's answer is Taku for that question.
Oh,
if you're out the Villa.
Yeah.
No one has anything bad to say about him. He's, I knew going in I needed to have like a bromance. I know the audience loves a bromance and, have the girl, but didn't have the girl, but definitely had Taku, who was, as you would have saw in the last episode, he was there while I was packing. Like, yeah, he was the guy I always went to and had the best conversations with. And, I really, enjoyed my time because of him.
Aw, it was really lovely. And you know, you told Taku about what Aaron did, which was interesting. That caused a bit of a stir, didn't it?
It did. I did say, like, he said it in a joking way, but I just felt like he deserved to know that information. And then, you know, he does what he wants. So, like I said in the little interview in the show, like in the episode, I said, you know, I don't really have any loyalty to Aaron. Like, we didn't really get along within Speedmark, but like Parker, I'm always going to look out for. Yeah. So it was kind of a no-brainer. Not that I was trying to start anything, I just felt like he needed to know, and you know, he, you know, did what he had to do with it. So no regrets with any of that.
Yeah, if only you could have coupled up with Taku on a bromance basis.
I reckon they should allow that. Like, obviously you can do friend couples with guy and girl, but why not friend couple with the guy?
Cause I know.
I reckon me and him together would have been some good TV. So that's
unfortunate. I don't doubt that at all. And is there anyone in the villa that you think might not be genuine?
It's funny because I saw coming out of it that most of the people were, and then on the outside, the people like my friends and some other people I've spoken to have said that no one really seems that way, and I was surprised at that because I thought like Chris and Rachel are pretty genuine, Ryan and Lexi definitely are, obviously Taku and Jess being pretty legit. The rest are like, I guess, coupled up as friends, but I still think they're in there to find something. Like, I know Courtney, she got visibly like kind of cracked it when there was people getting couple photos because she was shitty. She wasn't, you know, getting in with a couple yet. So yeah, I think there's people in there for genuine reasons, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anyone that was your least favourite in the villa?
If I had to pick a least favourite, I probably would say Aaron.
Okay.
Just vision for, he's got a, like, I mean, obviously everyone in there has a bit of an ego, but he's more than the usual, I thought, and I don't really vibe with that sort of thing. Like, that's why Taku's so great. Like, he just doesn't have that ego about him at all. And I mean, it's good that Aaron's confident and, you know, and all of that, but I just don't sort of match up with that kind of energy. So yeah, he's probably my least favourite.
Were you the oldest in the villa, Jordan?
By far, yeah. So a couple of the guys were 25. I think Ryan was turning 26 this year, but that was the closest. Yeah, so I was a couple of years older than everyone. And there was a few that were young, like Ronnie and Rachel were like 20 or 21. So a bit of an age gap there.
Yeah, did
so
you
I definitely
feel,
definitely felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a chat after I left with some of the team, and they kind of said like that age gap was pretty evident. So yeah, I kind of expected to maybe be the oldest or like near it at least, but I didn't realise it'd be that much of a gap with everyone. So yeah, kind of a bit stitched up there, but yeah.
I was actually saying to a friend, I want there to be like a 25 to 35 year old Love Island.
I feel like the 30s, like, you know, everyone's kind of settled and knows what they want and settled in life and that sort of thing. It'd be a bit more of a dating show having it that age gap, I reckon, by age group. Definitely, yeah. I thought that might have been the case, that they went pretty young this season. So.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Jordan, and I'm just going to go right out and say this. I would have coupled up with you because you were actually my favourite guy. You're my type of guy. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I'm sad that you left.
I really appreciate that. Definitely follow me on Instagram. We can chat more about that if you like.
Where are you based, Jordan? Are you in Victoria?
I'm from Melbourne, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, Jordan, I might be moving down to Melbourne. So, you know, it could happen.
Let's do it.
And so what's next for you, since basically all of Australia knows that you're single?
Yeah, I spent a bit of time sort of going through a few messages from people, like girls I know and don't know yet. So once I get back, yeah, it'll be probably a few first dates, and I'm definitely still, you know, sort of looking for that person, finding love. I still need obviously to work on myself a little bit. I'll be doing that in the meantime, but yeah, definitely still out there for looking for someone.
Oh, that's nice. Good to hear. Well, hopefully you've learned a bit from your time in Love Island.
Yeah, a lot of personal growth will come from it for sure.
Yeah, it's good to do that. You know, we love a guy who is self-aware, Jordan.
If I'm nothing else, I'm very self-aware. Everyone does mention that. So
good.
Yeah, I'll be good soon. Don't worry.
Oh, great to hear. Well, Jordan, I'll be signing into your DM. So there we go.
Perfect. Looking forward to it.
Thanks so much for joining me, awesome. Jordan. Good luck.
No worries. Have a good day. Thanks.
To stay across the latest in entertainment, stars, and reality TV, download the Hit app now.